Thank you for your courage, brother. Folks, right now we're in the Lenten season. This is a time of year on the Christian calendar that we should be willing to die to ourselves. We should be willing to die to sin. We should be willing to die to old habits, old behaviors, or anything that seeks to rob us of real joy and real passion in our lives. You see, this is good news. After we have been in this Lenten season and we've come out of the wilderness, we should be expecting God to revitalize those broken places in our lives. We should be expecting God to give us new joy so that we can live a real life purpose. This is a time of brokenness. This is a time we have to deal with our stuff, folks. This, right now, this is the time when we have to do that. That's what this Lenten season is about. But right now you have two choices. You either face your brokenness or you ignore your brokenness. Lent is a time of repentance and confession. This is a time when we deal with our brokenness. Malchijah the priest, as much as he tried to ignore his brokenness, he was surrounded by his bad decisions every day. He was stepping in it to fix this wall. He couldn't ignore it. Some of you right now are surrounded by it in your life. Some of you are walking around in your dung right now. See, folks, this is a time of repentance and confession. It's a time to deal with our stuff, to put it in church language, so to speak. If you want to fix your brokenness, you first have to face your brokenness. Right now, you have two choices. Either you can ignore it, and that white elephant can just follow you wherever you go, or that 80-pound monkey, whatever you want to call it, gorilla, right? Whatever your language is around that. It's there. Everybody knows it's there, but you know what? They love me so much, they just put up with it. Yeah, if there's real love in the room, they'd point it out and say, hey, how can I help you rid yourself of that? And we would be willing to accept that help. God knows that in order for us to be redeemed from our dung, sometimes we have to be willing to face our dung. There are times we have to be willing to face our brokenness. Knowing and facing your brokenness can be painful and it can be downright hard and ugly work. Amen? When Nehemiah went to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, the first place he assessed were the walls at night, and he didn't tell anyone. The Bible says in Nehemiah 2:13, by night I went out through the valley gate toward the jackal well and the dung gate. The first place that he assessed was the dung gate. I believe God allowed him to see this area because he wanted Nehemiah to know that the rebuilding process is a dirty, depressing, and downright disgusting job. So he let him see the hardest place on the wall to let him know that this would not be easy. There are times, folks, when God allows you to see the most downright depressing, dirtiest place in your life to let you know that restoring brokenness is hard work. But Nehemiah saw the wall, the depressing place, the filthy place, and he still moved forward because he trusted that God knew what was best for his life. Folks, when we begin to face our stuff and realize that it's going to be painful, then we can experience real passion and real joy. When we begin to face our stuff and realize that it's so painful, that it's going to be hard work, when we begin to face it and embrace our brokenness, it's only then that we can experience real passion and real joy in the midst of our pain. When you realize that God has your best interest at heart, you're going to deal with brokenness in the midst of your brokenness. Then you can have real joy James 1:2 says, count it pure joy when you face trials. Some of you are probably saying right now, Eric, this is anything but joy.